Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
All. Can you surrender all unto him? Lord, we give you our best. We give you our best. All our hearts we give unto you. I give you my best, O Lord. I give you my heart, O Lord. I give all unto you. I surrender all. I surrender all unto you. I surrender all unto you. I surrender all unto you. I surrender my life. I surrender my strength. I surrender knowledge unto you. Thank you, Father. Let's take this song together. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to because you are the Lord of the universe. We thank you because you are the great and mighty God. We thank you because you are the excellent God. We thank you because nothing can be compared unto you. For you are God. You reign, O Lord. You are the doer and the giver of all things. Nothing is difficult for you to do. Thank you, Father, for our gathering this night. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for taking us as we are. Thank you, O Lord God, for your dealings, for your word, for the light that you are bringing forth this night. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our God and our Father, we pray, O Lord God, that you open our hearts even to receive from you in the name of Jesus. I pray for utterance. I pray for the release of your power in the name of Jesus. Let nothing be difficult this night. Let there be access even to your will, to your things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can have your seat. Can you move forward? Yes, let's occupy the spaces before us. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. Actually, I expected the ushers to be doing that. You should not be coming here every time to be telling us, let's move forward. We know some people will still join us later. And when they come in, they will sit at the back. Hallelujah. We are not people of the rear, but front. Hallelujah. Amen. How was your day? Oh, God is good. Tonight, I'm privileged to stand before you. And I believe that the Lord is going to speak and release his word unto us in the name of Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for the pastorate. I want to thank the Lord for what God is doing in PGT. PGT is a unique church. And God is helping us. And we continue to go places for the Lord in the name of Jesus. You will not be tired. Some of you will still live, and when you live, by the time you are back, you will see what the Lord will have done in PGT. Because God is taking us higher, and we will get there in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have been on a particular topic for some months now, since the last convention. That is the power of the kingdom. The power of the kingdom. There is no way that we can be tired of learning and knowing things about the power of the kingdom. The more we open our Bibles, the more God reveals himself unto us. And I pray and I believe that the Lord will release himself unto you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Daddy, thank you. Pastor B, Pastor Dele, Pastor Ogi, Pastor Dansu. Dr. Pastor Dansu. And our mommy Bello. You know, last week when she was ministering, I was just looking at her, the way she was. I said, you're up on bed. Hallelujah. Don't worry, the women are going forward. We will not be behind in Jesus' name. The Bible said that the women were the first to meet with the Lord Jesus Christ. They went to the tomb and they met Jesus. They were the one to see Jesus. And people around, they were And when they came out with their stories, you know, they were looking at them. Could that be true? But they saw Jesus. We will continue to see Jesus. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk and share with us about the power of God. And I'm taking just a portion. The last time, Mommy Bello spoke on the Holy Spirit, and the pastor, Daddy said something that he wanted us to talk about anointing. And I was thinking and I was preparing for the word anointing. And when Pastor Dansu came up, I said, I want to teach you so. But we thank God because the word of God is new every day. Hallelujah. But tonight I'm talking about maximizing your potentials in the Lord. Hallelujah. Maximizing your potentials in the Lord. When you talk about this, the first thing that comes to our mind is talent. How can I maximize the talent that the Lord has given unto me? But that's not what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about the authority. The authority that we have in the Lord. And before we have our own authority, someone had that authority. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. When you talk about authority, you are talking about influence. You are talking about control. You are talking about maybe governance, rulership, and the like. And talking about authority too, you can talk about maybe civil authority or spiritual authority. The civil authority, you are talking about what goes around in the world, in government, wherever you find yourself, maybe your place of work, or maybe in school, or somewhere that is civil. And that one is guided by different laws, different revelations. But when you talk about the spiritual authority, talks about God, talks about His Son, talks about the Holy Spirit, and talk about you as a person. Authority could be a legitimate thing, and it could be something that is being delegated unto you. You are asked to do something. You are authorized to do something. The last time I spoke on during the convention, I talked about the legality of having something, and you authorize a person to collect something or do something on your behalf. That means you have given that person a license to get that thing. If you go to school, maybe you want to get your result or something like that, and you are not around, maybe you are abroad or you are in Lagos, they will ask you to authorize someone to get that thing for you. That means you have a legal backing. That means you have authority. That means you have much strength and power to collect that thing on your behalf. I went to the bank recently, and someone came there and said she wanted to collect statements of accounts from the bank. And they were telling her that you are not the owner of this account. Why do you want to take it? That they are not ready to give to her. And she felt somehow. So she had to call the oga. And immediately the oga said, please, I sent her to the bank to collect the statement. Because of relationship, they now gave the statement to the lady. That is the power of authority. Delegated authority. Praise the Lord. So I said, authority has different things. Delegated authority, you have a legal one, and then you have a control, and at the same time you have a charge over a particular thing. In the book of Genesis, after the creation of the earth, and the Lord said and wanted to create man, or after he had created man, he said that man, can we look at it? Genesis chapter 126. Okay, thank you. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. This is what the Lord gave the authority, the power. No, the power and authority, they are sometimes you use it interchangeably. So the Lord gave us power. He gave us authority over everything created under the earth. Everything. And he said we should have dominion. That means you should have charge. You should have control. And he said further, when he created Adam, he said Adam was to keep and dress. He was delegated to do that work. To keep the garden and to dress the garden. And that is what God does right from the beginning. Before Satan came, and Satan came and wanted, and he came and stole that authority from man. And man fell. And thanks be to God for Christ that came later on and then redeemed us and brought us back where we're supposed to be to take charge of a thing. So I'm looking at the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Maybe later we'll look at the authority of believers. Then we'll look at the authority of the apostle, the gifts, and all the rest. Then we will look at how we can live a life worthy. How we can live a victorious life. Maybe with time I'll be talking about it. But today I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The authority that the Lord has given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, let's quickly look at it. Matthew 28 verse 18. Says that, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Another version says, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Can we read further? Okay. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. There are so many things. But the Lord says that everything has been given unto me. Say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. There is the authority that Lord has given unto his own Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus was so bold enough to claim that authority. The reason why he was able to do that, because he was with the Father. He was there with the Holy Spirit. The three of them were in control of the universe. He saw what the Father did. He saw everything about the Father. And when he now came, he said, all power, all authority. No exception. Everything that you can think of in this world, your success, having dominion over the earth, having dominion over principalities and so many things, even over angels. He made that declaration that all this have been given unto me. And it was not only given unto him for fun. Because I said that those things that were given, that authority given us, he said that you should teach. Before then, let's look at 19. He said, this is what he came to do. To teach others. There is need for this continuity in the authority given unto the Lord by God. And he said that, go ye therefore, even Jesus Christ to now transfer the same authority unto us as his children, as partakers of that promise. He transferred it unto us that we too, we should do it. Because it has been given unto him. And he said that we should go therefore and teach all nations, no exception, that we should baptize them, that people should come and know the doctrine and know and have understanding of who God is. The authority of God unto Jesus was not just in vain. He did that for service, for people to know that God is God. And that so many things that himself and God that they have been discussing in heaven, and that same authority I bring unto you. If you look at some scriptures in the Bible, most especially in the book of John chapter 5, can we look at it? John 5. Okay. Then answered Jesus said unto them, verily verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but he seeth the Father do. But what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son. He was able to lay claim because the Father gave him that authority. Because the Father said, what I seeth my Father doeth, for what thing soever, anything at all, that the Daddy, the Son, and the Holy Ghost did in heaven, that same thing we are told to that same thing that the Son will do it, and we as believers, as his children, that we will do the same thing. That is the authority the Lord that God gave him. He encompasses all the earth. He encompasses heaven. He has control over heaven and control over the earth. But the Lord, the Father, gave it unto him. Also in the book of this same John 5:30, the same John, we see the intimacy, the relationship between the Father and the Son. And that made him to say that all power has been given unto me. John 5:30. It says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Before Jesus could be able to pronounce that statement that all power had been given unto him, he said, I am not of myself. I cannot just say anything that I like. But according to the will of the Lord, according to the desire of the Lord, that was why he was able to come and say, this one we should do and teach. And doctrinate people and ask people to come, and then we'll preach and teach them and heal the sick and all the rest. He said, what I hear. He didn't come on his own. What he had from the Father, that was what Jesus Christ came to do. That was what he came to declare. That was what he came to give unto each and every one of us. What he had, what he sees, and again, what he was taught in heaven. If you look at the same John 7:16-19, you will see that the Lord Jesus Christ said, let's read it, 7:16-18. Everything was according to God's approval. Not his own will, but the will of God. And that was why he was able to make that declaration that everything in heaven and earth has been given unto him. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or I speak of myself. He never spoke of himself. He spoke according to the will and the plan of the Lord. He spoke according to the approval of God. What he had, what he saw, and the doctrine. He that speaketh his own glory. He did not come around to declare himself, you know that I am the Son of God, so whatever I tell you, just do. If God did not approve of it, he wouldn't have done anything. But except God approves, and as believers too, we will still talk about it later, as believers too, we can't just come up and be saying things that we have not received of the Lord. Although sometimes we just feel that, oh, this thing, you reason out things. But if we, as a child of God, there are so many things the Lord has deposited in us. Because we have the Spirit of God living in us, so we can make declaration on some things in our lives. Or maybe around us, maybe for the church and for the people that are around us. Hallelujah. So we have it that the authority that we are talking about in the Lord Jesus Christ recovers. He says that Jesus has authority over principalities and power. He has authority over principality and power. Can we quickly look at Ephesians 1, 20 to 23? Ephesians 1, 20 to 23. Okay. Can we go back? Let's look at 19. Okay. Says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? There is no way that we can do some things if we don't believe. If you don't have that faith, we are not born again, we are not saved. There is no way that we can also exercise that authority. But the Lord Jesus Christ, as a Son of God, he has that power. He has that authority over principality. He has that authority over demons. He has authority over power, just name it. He has power. He has been authorized to use this power on earth. And if you look at so many things, you will still come to it that Jesus Christ did, you'll be surprised. He was just downloading, was healing people, he was helping people, he was serving them, he gave himself unto them. He gave himself not unto them alone, even us. Wherever Jesus Christ went to, you find out that people were coming around him. They were looking for him. They were seeking him. They were, where is this Jesus? What were they looking for? They were looking for power. They were looking for healings. They were looking for different kind of things. And the Lord made it possible for him to intervene in those areas. Because he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. He had that authority. And he's using that authority. Even when we call on his name, that name, Jesus Christ, you have a situation, that name, Jesus Christ, is enough. It says he has given us a name. He has given him a name that is above any other name. That name, Jesus, does so many things because the power, the authority has been given unto him, even to take charge, even to change situation. We can see that in the book in the book of Mark. Sorry, in the book of Luke 5. 22 that we read. 5. So can you look at John 22. Look at John 22. 5:22. John, not Luke. John 5:22. Okay, one of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ was given authority to do. So for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. The judgment in terms of maybe make pronouncement against powers, lower powers, against situations that are terrible, against life that's has issues. The Father judges no man, but the Son came to represent him. The Lord gave him that authority to represent him and begin to deal with powers. Begin to deal with, if you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 6, where he talks about the principal powers, principalities, and all the rest. You know, God is so powerful like that, that he transferred this grace. He gave this grace unto his son. And the son came and judged. He judged both. He says, we come and judge both the quick and the dead. And which the Lord did. Is with the life, if we talk about the life of Lazarus, when he was in the tomb, and the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority given unto him, he came and said, roll away the stone, and Lazarus came out. So that's the extent in which the Lord Jesus Christ's authority can go to. That's the extent at which he can walk in the earth. There are so many things he did that that God himself was happy that he did it. If you look at Mark, it talks about Mark 4, 38 to 41. Mark 4, 38 to 41. Where it said unto they said, peace be still, when there was tempest. And he was in the hinder part. Let's take it back a little. Take it back. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. There was problem. The situation was beyond everyone. Nobody could do anything. And the Bible said that he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. That life, I love that life. My husband, there is nothing that disturbs him. Just, yeah, then we will sleep. But for me, I will get up, I will just be disturbing and like that. But for him, he will sleep. He will sleep. He doesn't have issue with that. And look at Jesus. The Bible says that he was in that part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Why did they say about pillow? What was he doing with pillow in that ship? You know, just slept off, gone. I have no trouble. I have peace. I am relaxed. At least I know what I am carrying. I have authority over this thing. I have authority over the earth. I have authority in heaven. There was that assurance in the Lord Jesus. He slept off. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? It was just, I think, I want to believe that was just looking at them. What are you talking about? The Lord is here. I know that there is no way we can perish. Because the power of God has invested on me. Because I have authority to say, oh, see, just be still. And can we take it further? Okay, and he arose and rebuked the wind. One thing that he did because of the confidence that he has in the Lord, he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Hallelujah. There will be great calm in your life in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will arise on your behalf, and he will cease, he will ask that thing, that troubled situation, it will cease in the name of Jesus. Say, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And everybody in the ship, they were happy. The man that was sleeping, all of them were troubled. When we traveled, the first time I traveled, while we were taking off, the way we were praying, everybody in the plane, we were praying. And when we were coming back again, in fact, that one, coming back to Nigeria, is a different ball game entirely. The way people, once the pilot says we are in Nigeria, we are coming out and things like that, We will see people, they will be praying. Until the plate touched the ground. You now say, God, we thank you. And you will come to that hot area. Coming from a cold area, all the jackets, all the, everything, sweater, you will be feeling hot as soon as you get to Nigeria. That's the problem. It's a problem. The Lord will help us. I don't know, the Muritala Mohammed Airport needs a touch. And God will intervene in Jesus' name. By the authority in the name of the Lord, that place will change for good. In the name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord is in our mouth. The power is in our mouth. We have authority to make declaration. And it will come to pass in Jesus' name. That Baba Dawusa, of his blessed memory, when he went to airport and he saw this mosque around the airport, he went there and cursed the mosque. Said, you will not be built. And for a long time, I don't know if they have done it now, but then while Baba was alive, they were not able to build it because there was word. Authority was there. He made that declaration. And as children of God, we have to make declarations over some things, especially in our nation. And thank God for Power and Glory Tabernacle. You know, we come around and we will be praying governmental prayers, putting down every system that is not right with the Lord. And I believe and I know that the Lord will answer us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, as you're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, if you look at him, and if you look at the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, he did so many miracles, he did so many wonders, because the power was given unto him to do it. And he expressed it in several places. He expressed it in homes, in families. He expressed it in the public. He expressed it privately. He expressed it all over. Because it says that you should teach all nations, preach to all nations. And this the Lord Jesus Christ did by the power vested on him. Hallelujah. Can we quickly look at some areas of where Jesus Christ expressed the authority, the power given unto him? Can we look at Luke 4:40? Luke 4:40. Okay. It says, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. When the sun was setting, like in the evening, maybe around 5, 6, like that, they brought their sick, they brought people with diverse diseases and said unto him, and he was healing them. Because the power vested on him, he must use it. So he healed them. He didn't say that it was late. He walked on them and made declaration, you are sick. This one. And you know, people doing that alone, they were happy. I pray that it will happen in our time in the name of Jesus. I found out that in those days, I was just coming up in the Lord, we were having crusades in the land. People, ministers of God, they were coming with their team. Not one, I remember when the Reverend Yuma Okai came to Akure, that Akure Hall, like that, Reverend Wale Oke, all of them, they were coming, the evangelists, they were working in this state. I think we are getting the result of what they did then. That's what we are seeing now. People are, so many churches are springing forth, both the good and the bad. But when it comes to time, the Lord knows how to separate. He said, leave them. Let them grow together. When it is time, I will separate the sheep from the goats. The Lord will do that for us in Jesus' name. Let them come. Jesus said, if it is in my name, let them come. Leave them. If they are preaching in my, leave them. You see these Muslims too, they are doing crusade. Leave them. They will join us. Because the Lord will touch them. If you touch in Sherobo Court, it's you one. They will come and begin to speak of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So publicly, he was healing the sick. People with diverse diseases, he was healing them, helping those that were down. And if you look at Luke 5:18-20, talks about what the Lord, 5:20, okay, 18 to 20, Luke 5. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they were upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling, which is couch, into the midst before Jesus Christ. And when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. That is the authority. Man, just your sins. You can imagine. Some times ago, years back, a relation of us was sick. And my husband was emphasizing forgiveness. Forgiveness. And the person did not take to it. He said, this is the problem. And Jesus Christ saw their faith and said, your sins are forgiven. When he said so, the man became healed and became normal. But that word, your sins are forgiven, that means Jesus Christ has authority to forgive sins. Is his prerogative to forgive sins. Someone, a sinner with ailments, with sickness, once the word was spoken by the Lord, then the man came alive. So that is the extent in which the Lord Jesus Christ can go and heal people. In the same book of Luke, chapter 5, 12 to 14, you see how the Lord Jesus Christ healed the woman, okay? And it came to pass when he was in a certain, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. What did he do? He touched him. He touched him. By the power, by the authority invested on him, he touched the man, and the man became whole. No more leprosy. No more staying outside the court. And he became part of the kingdom. He became part of that world. You know, people with leprosy, they always stay outside. They don't stay with the real people. They don't stay with clean people. They are more or less rejected. When Agoriti, when it was built, it was in the bush. Agoriti on Obale Road. It was in the bush. But now it's in the way, it's in town. And in fact, we see the people, the lepers all around. They are at First Bank begging. They are there all over. Because nobody takes care of them. Even government, they can't afford it. But those people, they are there. They are doing their thing. You can imagine this person, not an ordinary man. He came unto Jesus, and immediately his the leprosy left him, and he became whole. And immediately, Bible says that immediately the leprosy departed from him. That is the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ used on the man. And he became whole. And if you look at it again, another area in which the Lord Jesus Christ exercised his authority, he did that in the temple. Can we look at Matthew 21:14? Matthew 21:14. Okay. And the blind man and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. So Jesus does his work, his miracles all over. In the temple, at home, privately, publicly, wherever. He was ready to. Because that power, that authority given unto him, he must just use it. And he used it. But one thing that I know, and your Bible said that they came unto him. He was not really looking for them. Some he looked for them, but most of the people that came, the people that got healed, they came unto the Lord Jesus. Only few was he looking for. They came and he healed them. And they came, some of them, they had faith. Based on their faith, they were able to enjoy the authority, and the Lord Jesus Christ was able to cast out that situation, negative situation in their life, and they became whole. Hallelujah. Also in the book of Luke 4:38-39, we'll see that what the Lord Jesus Christ did there, 4:38-39. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother, his in-law, was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto him, unto them. By the authority vested in him, he rebuked the fever. Many of us, when we are sick, we go to, our first default position is, have you used anti-malaria? Me, I do that. Have you used Panadol? Have you used this? Have you used that? But Jesus Christ, maybe there are times, he didn't do that. He just said, I rebuke you, fever, in the name of Jesus. Leave her alone. You are set free. Believers have to come to that level, that you will just rebuke fever. Ordinary fever. Say ordinary headache. Just headache. Go. We have some people in this church, they don't use drug. Pastor Dele said he made up his mind at that point that he was not using, and God intervened. Maybe at another time, we don't know. But at least for that, I made up his mind that I am not using. You were tempted. You were... Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that's Jesus for us. Jesus demonstrated his power. He expressed it all over, publicly, privately, and the Lord answered his prayer. Hallelujah. And also, we find that Jesus Christ, while he was doing this miracle, while he was exercising authority over the things, over people, over their diseases, out when they were being healed, people were coming around because some of them were surprised. Some of them were saying, what did he say? How did he do it? They were curious. Some of them, they were amazed. They were shocked. How can someone say, so this go. And that thing will just go like that. They were amazed. And this happened so much in the book of Acts, that when the apostles were just doing the work of the Lord, they would get to this place by the Spirit of the Lord, there will be healing. People will be healed and things will begin to happen and they will be surprised. Can we take some of the scriptures that which people saw and made them to be amazed? Let's look at Luke 13, verse 11 to 15. Okay. It says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. 18 years. Can you imagine? 18 years. And was bowed together. She was bowed. She could not stand straight. And could in no wise lift up. She could not stand straight. Recently, I'm going through some exercises and there they will ask us to do like this. I say, I said, mommy, it's not easy to bend though. And you can imagine for 18 years. In 1 second, I couldn't do it. It was so difficult for me. I said, this thing I must do. This thing I must shed. I like Sister Olamide. I'm after you. Hallelujah. And share an agreement with Daddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Daddy will lose for you too. Share, you remember. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us. Actually, we didn't know when this thing came up. Me, I didn't know. Maybe after childbirth, I don't know. But just came gradually, and I've been working on it. The thing is not working, but it will work. In Jesus' name. Amen. Look at Sister Bimbo. She's putting on. You better. Dear. When she came in, when I saw her that time. Oh, lepa. Don't worry. God will help us. Amen. Sorry, let's go back to our... when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Whatness? And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine? They were not happy. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them there come and be healed and not on the Sabbath. Can you imagine? Otter. They love that woman to remain like that. Maybe she was not even one of the wives of the Pharisees. Maybe she was a different, you know. If it were to be their own, they would say, okay. But because she was different, but... So God be the glory. And not on the Sabbath day, the next one. And the Lord there has said, hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose and lead away to watering and like that. And ought not this one be a daughter of whom? Okay, this is... I'm looking at where the people were amazed. When they saw the work of the Lord, when they saw miracles, they were amazed. Maybe we should look at Mark 10, 13 to 14. Let's look at that. Let's look at. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. However, there were places. Mark 10, what? 33. Okay, thank you. Okay. Let's look at that. Luke 9, 43. Let's look at that. One of the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ did and people were amazed. Okay. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw himself down and tore him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child. and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered everyone at all things which Jesus said, he said unto his disciple, let this saying sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But the important thing is that the people were amazed. There were places that they said that, what is this? What has he done? Who gave him power? Who gave him that authority? Who gave him authority to do this thing? They were surprised because they've not seen such things in their land. And Jesus came by the authority and power given unto him, and he exercised that authority. He healed the sick, and the people around, they were amazed. In the book of Acts, the Bible says that they turned their hearts unto the Lord. They turned unto the Lord. They turned their heart. They changed their heart. They began to serve the Lord. And I want to believe that some of us, we saw miracles. We saw what the Lord has done in the life of some people. And that's why we are standing in the Lord. That's why we need to go to places where maybe the word, maybe you hear the word, and things happen. And you look at the life of some brethren or some people. Once they hear the word, they will say, ah, this person is transformed. This person is changed. This person is wearing a new look. This person his heart is sweet. That's the extent by which the Lord Jesus Christ can go with us, who will deliver us. He has done it before, and he will continue to do it. So the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated this power in different ways. Heal the sick, lay hands on the sick, and here we mostly he rebuked the sick, and they came alive. Then like the fig tree, Jesus had the word. He spoke the word. He said to the fig tree, he said, nothing will be seen on you again. The fig tree was condemned immediately when the Lord Jesus came around. That fig tree, because his disciples, his people were hungry, and he got there, and when he saw, he said, oh, nothing on this tree was cursed by the authority that is vested on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has authority to bless and also to curse. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, the Bible said about the blessing, say, blessed shall this be, blessed shall this be, if you are blessed, that this, can we read some of what he said about blessing? He has that authority to bless, and also he can curse if there is any need for that. But Jesus blesses people more than that. It says, verse 3, it says, blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the... Blessed are the merciful, verse 7, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And if you look at Luke chapter 6, 20, let's look at Luke 6. The Bible says that 20, I said, he lifted up his eyes on his disciple and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. So 23, he said, rejoice ye in that day and live for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for indeed, like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But in verse 27, 24, it says, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Again, he said, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall, you know, This is not that he was trying to scare them, but he was just telling them that they should get prepared, that we should not be carried away by whatever we see around. The day, the end will definitely come. It will come. So like us being carried away, not knowing what we are doing, not understanding what God is doing, not knowing his will, you know, all those things, he said, a time will come that if we look away, if we walk in this, that there will be damnation, and it will not come unto us in the name of Jesus. We shall be children of blessing and not of this curse in the name of Jesus. It says, my time is, hallelujah. So, people of God, we have seen that the Lord gave the Lord Jesus Christ authority over so many things, over angels, over principalities, over powers, and the Lord, God has given him a name that is above every name. He gave him a name that is above, and the Lord God has given him that power to save and to judge people. There is a time of judgment is coming. But now that we are strong in the Lord, let's just make ourselves available. Let's serve the Lord. Let's know his presence in our life. Let's know that the Lord has given him authority. He has given him power. He has given him enablement even to do, to make declaration, because we always declare the mind of the Father. May the Lord continue to help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this moment. We glorify you because you are a faithful Father. Thank you, O Lord God, for giving us your Son. Thank you, O Lord, for the authority that you have given unto him. Thank you, O Lord God, for the work, the miracles, the signs that he did, everything that he did. And Lord, we key into that which you gave unto him in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord God, that your grace, O Lord God, will continue even to be sufficient for us, even to stand as your children, as your heirs, as sons, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there any question? Because I want to avoid summarizing. Or you need me to summarize before a question comes up? Any question? Any questions? Pastor, I have a question. Me, I have a question though. Praise God. That's why I have a question. I have a problem with the topic and what came out. I don't know which one to take. Oh, okay. This one is the theme. So this is the theme under the major theme. Okay, praise God. So I'm clear on that. I want to focus, by way of summary, I want to focus on John 5:30. Can you also give me John 5:30? She made mention of something. I know she didn't emphasize it, but I want us to look at it. In talking about power manifestation, herein lies a key that we need to pay attention to. Jesus Christ said, of my own self, please pay attention, it's about self. Of my own self, I can of my own self do nothing. And that is true for all of us. Of our own selves, we can do what? Nothing. But here he said, as I hear, I judge. Please pay attention. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Praise God. Eyes are here. I judge. Somewhere he said, which he also drew our attention to, said, what I see my father do, that I also do. And I think one of the major, I'm trying to connect this thought with another thing that Archbishop Dawes did. I don't know whether you remember the story. The first miracle that Archbishop Dawes had performed. He came across the scripture where he said, if you have faith, there's nothing impossible and all that. And he asked his pastor. The pastor said, it's true. And Archbishop began to look for people who were dead. From morning till night, he found no one. Till one last house in the evening, he found a young man that was dead, a young boy that was dead. And he started praying for the young man, and the man did not wake up. And he had to pause and say, what is wrong? Then he remembered the story of Tabitha, that Jesus pushed out everybody. Are you with me? And shouted and cried out and called the girl's name. So he asked, what's the name of this young man? He told him the name. He said, Lord, go out. I haven't driven them out. Shouted his name, and that boy got up. So that began, you know, when I put this thing together, I begin to see that maybe we are not paying attention to details. Maybe that may be why we don't get anything done, because we don't pay attention to this. And I was like, when I saw that issue, he stood over that woman, the mother of Peter's wife. But she stood over her and rebuked the fever. And the fever went. It's as if he addressed the fever as a personality. I know the meaning of the word rebuke. The word rebuke means what? Rebuke. Abawi. So what was it saying to the fever that made the fever to be ashamed and walked out? He rebuked. The fever was ashamed. I don't know what he could have said. Amen. Maybe we are casting out. Did the Bible say he cast out fever? No, we normally cast out fever. He didn't cast out fever. He rebuked the fever. I'm trying to say, look, can we be able to pay attention to details? How did he actually do? He said, as I see my father walk, so I do. I pay attention. As I hear him, so I judge. Amen. I don't know whether you are with me. I also know from my experience that if you spend time in the Gospels, read the Gospels, and pay particular attention to Jesus' conversation with the Pharisees, in no time, you will find yourself thinking and arguing like Jesus. When you meet a Muslim and you say, I don't believe in this, immediately that thing will kick in. That's okay, I will ask you a question. You know, Jesus normally answers question with question. I think he also grew up in Nigeria, praise God. In Nigeria, they ask question with question. They ask in Nigeria, is it true you guys ask question with question? So who told you? Amen. Praise God. So you will find out that you will start thinking like him. And also notice that if you are going to be very, very sharp in the prophetic, you must sit down and study the prophetic books. You cannot be reading Genesis and be good in the prophetic. Each of those books carry a kind of spirit that is very, very peculiar to them. Hallelujah. So if you want to be wise, stick with the books of wisdom. Amen. You'll be wise, but you will not be prophetic. But if you want the combination, then you spend more time. Is that fair? As I hear, I judge. So as you spend time to hear, you will find out that your level of discernment and your capacity for judgment will become sharper and accurate. That's why I tell people, listen, it is not when you want to marry, start asking for the will of God. It's too late. At that point, it is too late. Except you got born again 2 days before seeking the face of God for a wife. Praise God. The Lord will show mercy. But if you have been born again for a long time, let's say 4, 5, 6 years, and you didn't learn judgment. When on my Jeep, they don't even use on my Jeep again now. Have you seen those formatics? I was going on one day, the Benz, the grill was littered. It had that logo. The normal front was littered, then the logo was littered. Ah! My name is Ishin Koja. Amen. So if your soul is like my own, and you're a sister, you may go. So you must start paying attention to teachers as you read. Begin to fellowship. Begin to let your mind begin to engage. Begin to see what, you know, they say sometimes you see what's not even shown. Have you heard about reading between the lines? It's a skill. You have to start developing it. There are things that are not, they didn't write it explicitly, but it's inside there. You must see it. Praise the Lord. You must hear what is not naturally said. And they're all there. But let us pay attention to what he said. Papa said, because I seek not my own will. Let me tell you, if you are not going to seek your will, you can't be jumping up and down. You can't be jumping up and down because his will may not require you to jump up and down. For a season, he may want to shut you down. And when it's time for you to be activated, you must be ready to go. But my commitment is the will of the Father that has sent me. And he finally said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Amen. So for me, in summary, everything they wrote about Jesus and those miracles are examples. It's just like when you do maths. When we were doing maths in school, a quadratic equation. They will give us examples. When we now go to the question area, we will use those examples to solve those problems. So let us please go back and see how did Jesus demonstrate the authority that he was given. As he was sent, so they've sent us. We are all sent. But pay attention. It was not about his own will. It was not about his own glory. Can I just take 2 minutes to just drop these thoughts? I was sharing with Pastor Joshua. I came across a write-up yesterday on Facebook. This is just 2 minutes, I'll be through. It's about this, my will. And the young man was writing, and he was putting down many pastors for not encouraging many gifted people in the church. He was mentioning certain artists who started in the church and ended up in the world. Someone like the Banj. And he mentioned quite a number of them. And he now ended up praising Chris Oyakhilome for, you know, encouraging and using money, using resources to push them forward. And was putting down other pastors. And I was like, the question is, was the issue that of the pastors not pushing them forward, or there was something else driving those men and young women? Something else was driving them. Are you with me? Many of them are seeking for fame. Many of them were seeking for money. And the church will not have encouraged that. And because the church did not encourage that, they went into the world. That thing has always been inside them. So whatever it is that Pastor Chris is doing doesn't make any difference. They will still go into the world. Are you with me? Have you not heard people sing songs? You just sing songs. Once you can put the name of Jesus inside the song, that's become a gospel song. That doesn't make it gospel. Are you with me? The operating agenda is their own glory. So when we speak about maximizing, it's not about you. There's a language, not about you blowing. Am I correct? Am I correct? And what is the right one? You are shaking. What is it? I don't know. So enter me, put me inside, jam me see. Praise God. It's not about you blowing. It's not about you. It's not about you becoming famous. If you end up becoming famous, fine. But I say this as I close. All those who serve the Lord, they serve the Lord very well. They did not seek to be famous. Paul did not seek to be famous. Peter didn't seek to be famous. They were just doing what they were sent to do. And they turned out to be famous. In case you are not aware, even Mandela did not seek to be famous. Are you with me? But all those that sought to be famous, to become something in the earth, they didn't want their name to perish from under the earth. I don't know where they are today. So just do what God wants you to do. If he grants it that they will teach you that your name will blow, praise God. If it doesn't blow, you have not.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.